he had a like a 3 or 4 bedroom house, and he was renting out rooms to different people in the house.
Why did you decide to walk 1,400 miles with Kevin's ashes, and what did that walk represent for you?
So I'll tell you a little bit about that. So then we decided to have him cremated, and I went in to pick up his ashes. And, you know, you go into a funeral home, and they've got nice pictures on the wall, and they're playing music in the background, and they take me into an office, sit me in a big comfortable chair with a desk in front of me. And a funeral director walks in, sets an urn down in front of me, an urn that holds all the remains of the kid that I birthed, changed his diapers, coached baseball, basketball, soccer, football. All the remains of him were sitting in an urn in front of me. There's one thing I knew at that point, and that was I didn't want to be a victim, because the world doesn't need any more victims. We've got plenty already. The world needs people who take something bad and they make something very good come from it. And I thought about what I would hope somebody else would do, and for me, the answer was pretty easy. It was to get out and tell the story.